Hi, and welcome to another Boiled Sports Handsome Hour Quick Cast. I'm your host, Boiler Dowd. Mom, thanks for watching. Friday, I released a new segment I'm calling Three Big Questions. And I want to do it again this week as Purdue heads to Missouri to play an SEC foe at 4 p.m. on Saturday. Question one, has David Blough done enough to earn the starting role, and is it his job to lose now? My gut tells me, and I've said it all along, that I think Coach Brohm is making this a three-game tryout as they get ready for the conference schedule. We'll see if I'm right this week, because if Blough didn't do enough to earn a starting job last week, I don't think you ever can. That said, he did look significantly better. His numbers were better, and he moved the ball better, and they scored more when he was at quarterback. But Sindelar really didn't play poorly, as we've talked about before multiple times on the site. Just there were so many drops. Four drops from different receivers. You had Anthrop, Mahungo, Herdman, and Phillips all had drops that were in their hands, really. Great passes. Sindelar did nothing wrong. He threw a couple bums, but Blough threw a couple bad passes, too. Question two. Can Tario Fuller do it again? Can Fuller back up what he did last week? His massive first half versus Ohio, that'll be pretty tough to match, I think. You are playing better athletes. It's a better program. They should be bigger up front. But if you've watched Missouri, you know this defense is not great. Where will Coach Brohm and company go to try to pinpoint the places of weakness in the Missouri defense? I think there's lots of weakness to exploit, actually. So we'll see what the Brohm brothers do, what they have up there in their bag of tricks. I think we'll see at least one trick play, if not two. I kind of think that's what they're going to do every week, have one for their opponent. Hopefully it's successful again. Hopefully it makes national news. Question three, will the Boilers continue to win the turnover battle? I think this is kind of the biggest question as we head into this game. If Purdue can win the turnover battle versus Missouri, I think they win. You win the turnover battle, may have a couple key stops at key times, you win versus a team like Missouri because, quite frankly, their defense is really not good. We all know they're in disarray. We all know they fired their defensive coordinator. And the interesting thing is their head coach actually calls the defensive sets and schemes. So he really found a fall guy in his defensive coordinator by firing him on, I think it was Tuesday or Monday of this week. The program looks like they're scrambling for answers. The good thing is this is not last year's Purdue Boilermakers. We all know that under Hope and Hazel both, Purdue really cured the ills of teams that were struggling. If a team that had problems running the ball, play Purdue, all of a sudden they'd be able to run the ball. Couldn't pass, they'd be able to pass and maybe even figure out their special teams problems at the same time. This team's different. Brohm has things figured out and they're getting better. Once again, kickoff is at 4 o'clock. It's on the SEC network. If you don't have it, ask Anish for his password. Thanks for tuning into the Boiled Sports QuickCast, part of the Handsome Hour, part of the BS Network. BS all the time.